Fire crews continue to fight wildfires in central Washington, south and central Oregon, and in southern Idaho. Some residents of Cle Elum and Ellensburg, Washington, are just trying to get back home. Others don't have a home to come back to. Forestry experts say these types of large wildfires could become more common across the West in the coming years. Correspondent Anna King has this story from the scene of the Taylor Bridge fire in central Washington.
Hold on, Steve. Give me some slack.
Just about 2 miles from where the Taylor Bridge fire began,
right,
Steve Moore and Dave Johnston were unloading an old rusty truck from a flatbed. The men planned to use it for parts. Dave Johnston was in a bit of a hurry. He didn't want to be late for dinner.
If I don't get home tonight, my wife said I'd be in divorce court tomorrow and not leave her anymore without being around during the fire season here.
His wife, Patsy, wants Johnston home as soon as possible because she had to evacuate by herself when the massive fire ripped through her rural neighborhood. Some of their neighbors' homes burned down.
By guess and by golly, we made it out of there.
Was it pretty frightening, though, I would imagine?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. I mean, when you know that fire's coming and the wind's blowing and your house is next to go, it's the scariest thing in the world. And people that hasn't never fought a fire or been around it, it's the wind and what the poor firemen go through out there fighting the fire.
There are some other more long-term factors contributing to the risk of fire in the Northwest. Many experts say decades of fire suppression, logging, and replanting practices have left many of our forests thick with small trees and underbrush. That makes disease and insect infestations more common. Debbie Miley directs the National Wildfire Suppression Association out of Lyons, Oregon.
Over the last 30 years, we've planted billions and billions of trees, which we literally have abandoned now, and we expect them to act like natural forests. Well, they're never going to again. If you don't manage them, you're going to wind up with these tinder boxes that cause large-scale fires.
Washington State's Commissioner of Public Lands, Peter Goldmark, agrees.
The deteriorating forest health situation across all forested lands in the West, and particularly in Washington as well, is increasing the incredible risk that when starts occur, that the resulting wildfire can be much more difficult and expensive to contain.
Another factor could be climate change. One study in June published by the Ecological Society of America's Ecosphere indicates that climate change is making parts of the Earth more prone to wildfires, including the western U.S. Meanwhile, in downtown Cle Elum, residents who've lost their homes or who can't return home are staying in hotels, with friends, or in vacation rentals. Other residents are trying to bolster their neighbors and the hardworking firefighters who have been battling the blaze and the intense summer heat. 15-year-old Chase Stanley stood with his siblings on the sidewalk outside their home. They held signs up for passing motorists that said, "Thank you, firefighters," and honk.
We're just trying to show everybody that the community cares for the firefighters and show, like, every law enforcement, medical people, and everybody have to do a really important job to save lives and have a big responsibility on their shoulders.
With more than 50 homes burned down, injured animals, and many residents still unable to return home, healing this wound will undoubtedly take more time. I'm Anna King, reporting from Cle Elum, Washington.